What is it talking about? There's honey in the rock. Who is the honey? Jesus. And how is he the rock? Any scripture passage come to mind about Jesus being a rock? Anybody? Oh, we're pretty soon at Community Baptist Church in Quakertown next weekend, so it's time to put the adults on the... What do you think, young people? How many are going to the Jamboree? Okay, time to put the adults on. We have one of our Bible quizzers here this morning. Okay, so let's have a Bible quiz for all the adults. Okay, where in the Bible is Jesus called the rock? Excellent. That is one of them. Another place as well? Excellent. Oh, they're passing, kids. So they are qualified to give you that Bible quiz next week. Okay. There's one other place where in the Old Testament where Jesus was the rock. Okay. In Psalms, it talks about him as the rock, as Brother Macon. Oh, okay. Oh, 80, so, okay, all right, Psalms 81, yes, Psalm 81:16, excellent. Okay, and then in 1 Corinthians 10, remember it talks about that rock that you followed was Jesus. That's what Paul tells us, that rock that, you know, that Moses struck the rock and water came out, that was Jesus. And so he is the rock that took care of them all through their wilderness wanderings. And he is the same Lord that's going to take care of us all through our journey here on earth and take us to heaven. So let us sing that fourth verse. 655, I'm sorry, 655 for those that don't have it.
Then go out through the streets and byways, preach the word to the many or few. Say to everyone, big brother, there's honey in the rock.
Together in prayer this morning, and Brother Hodge, would you lead us in prayer?
Thank God, we give thanks for this wonderful morning you have made, Lord. Thank you for a beautiful day and the sunlight. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege we have to be in church where we can sing the hymns.
Amen.
In the name of our Savior, and we thank you, Lord, for the many prophecies you have given to us in the new world. God bless and guide this one who has come, and we pray those who might yet be under the coming to bring us safely.
Amen. Amen. You may stay standing for our pledges. Come on up, pledge leaders, and any kids and teens that want to stand next to one of the flags or bring your Bible up for our Bible salute.
For our pledges this morning.
Alright, I need you. You're my faithful helper. Alright, there you go. Okay, go ahead, ladies.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And to Christian flag,
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, life and liberty to all who believe.
Attention, Bible salute.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God.
Excellent job, young people. Thank you very much. And we're so thankful we live in this free country. And we just celebrated the 9/11 anniversary. I believe this was number 18? 18 years after 9/11, and already the memories are fading from people's lives of what happened on that day. But let it not fade from our mind that there are very real enemies out there to try to destroy a nation that has the freedom to worship God. And that's what our enemies hate about us, that we have too many freedoms, that we have the God-given freedoms that He put in us to be able to believe as our conscience dictates, and to give people freedom. So let us stand with our nation as we fight the fight for religious freedom and personal freedoms that we still have in America, and pray for our president, our his advisors, our Congress. Pray for all those in authority that they will seek God in all things. And let us at this time ask our ushers to come for our Sunday school offering. As we give to the Lord this morning of our tithes and offerings, we see in 1 Corinthians 10 what was mentioned, that Jesus is that spiritual rock that helped us, that helped the children of Israel, and He will help us as well. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. The cloud, remember the cloud, the pillar of fire, the pillar of fire by night, and the pillar of cloud by day. And we're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Let us have our ushers come at this time, so the Lord will take care of us as we give to Him of our tithes and offerings. It's a step of faith to give, but in return He will give us more than we ever would give to Him, because He is the great provider. He is our rock. Let us bow together in prayer. Amen. Appreciate all of our pianists and guest pianists today. We're thankful for each one of you. And this time we'll find out if there's any birthdays or anniversaries. Anybody with a birthday or anniversary this coming week? Anyone at all? Okay. Messiah? Okay. Auntie Dominique's turn. Okay. All right, what day is it? 26, okay. That's the good thing about having all the kids. They definitely give you away. You can't find them with them. Sometimes, you know, some of our singles try to do it, but we find out. So they love you so much. All right, so let's sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Excellent. It's good to have some visitors with us. It's good to have Armani's friend Camelia, right? Camilla, okay. Camilla. And then behind them, the Sheeto family. It's good to have Brother Jim and his wife and the family there. And this side's good to have the Macon family, senior, and the junior Macon family as well. And their kids are growing, and it's looked very well, so it was a blessing. I keep praying for Elizabeth as she's recovering from tonsil and adenoid surgery, so let's pray for them. And Brother Macon Jr. gave me a lot of tips. They had to put her out for about 60 minutes or so for the surgery. And when she, you know, when she came through, well, he does that in Pennsylvania. He's the anesthetist. How do you say it? Okay, anesthetist. Okay. The anesthetist up there in PA. So it's good to learn some things this morning. All right, this time we'll dismiss. Before we dismiss, we'll sing our kids' song. Kids, come on up. Let's sing our kids' song this morning. And we're going to sing, I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. So you have to sit on the, it's open for any kids that want to come up and sing. You have to sit on the steps up here. Okay. Come on, you can do it, kids. All right. So, and then the adults have to do it with their fingers. Okay. That makes it, all right, good. We'll pack them all in there. All right, you ready, kids? I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. Since Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin, I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. All right, we're going to do the real fast version, okay? I'm in right, out right. Okay, and my wife is not here to do nursery this morning, so I do apologize for that, but we have our two classes. Dominique, do you mind taking the nursery? Great, so Miss Dominique will take the nursery this morning, and then Miss Esther, Miss Patty are teaching the classes. All right, let's take some prayer requests and also turn our bows. Does anybody have a prayer request for us this morning? All right, Eric.
I thank God for being here. I thank God to get my sister on the business trip. And God's hearty mind.
Okay, anyone else with a prayer request? Yes, Jimmy.
My cousin Rob in the hospital, he's doing good.
Okay, that's good news.
My stepdad's still struggling with his problem.
Okay. All right, let's pray for your stepdad. All right, anyone else? Yes, Elsie. Amen. It's good to see Sister Essie back with us. How are you feeling, Essie? Wonderful. How's your knee pain? Is it going down? Good, good. How's the swelling? Is the swelling going down? Okay, good. She had blood. Is it one blood clot or two blood clots? She had both legs, okay. And they don't hurt as much, or is it totally gone now? Wow, amen. Okay, so let's keep praying for Sister Essie and pray the Lord that she's doing better healing from her blood clot. Praise the Lord for that. And then Elsie's Darlene and Wazetta Carter, right? All right, let's pray for them. Those. Anyone else? Yes, Brother Macon. Amen. Amen.
So I'm going to pray for my friend Gary Schmidt.
Okay.
He has split tooth. Right.
Yes, that's an important prayer request as well. Yes. Yes. Regina. Okay, Darrell and
Chanel,
that's right. All right, let's pray for them. Anyone else? Yes, James. Okay. All right, okay. Okay, let's pray for James' dad. All right, any other prayer requests? Pray for Elizabeth as well. She's in day 5, I believe.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
Saturday, Sunday. Yes, she's in day 5. Thank you. Appreciate that. Pray for her. All right. Anyone else? Yes, Elsie. Yes, she actually came to church. Yes, she came, and then two weeks ago she came, and then her daughter came last Sunday, and so Carrie and I keep up with her. She's still not 100% yet, but she's getting better slowly. So knee replacement surgery. Let's pray. Yeah, so reach out. Do you still have her phone number? It's the same phone number. Okay. Okay, so I see me before you leave today so I can get you that number. And that way you and Essie and Regina can call her. Yes, Jimmy. No, it was, we took Elizabeth to the doctor, or to the hospital this past Wednesday. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, appreciate that. Yeah, I called and talked to the receptionist at 9:30, and she said she would pass it on to Nitsa and the activities people. So they never passed it on? Okay. You got it? Oh, you guys took care of it?
Yeah.
Oh, they did announce it. Okay, good. Okay. All right. Okay, so we definitely missed you all, so we're glad to see you today. All right, then also pray for Brother Sheetal's son. What's his name? Adam. Adam. Let's pray for Adam Sheetal. He is raising support to go plant a church in what city is that? Berks County, Pennsylvania. So let's pray for him as he raises support for that, to plant a church there in Berks County, Pennsylvania. Does he have a specific city yet, or just
Hamburg.
Wherever? What's that?
Hamburg.
Hamburg, okay. So they are without good fundamental Baptist church in that area. So let's pray for him. All right, anyone else? Yes. Okay. How's the roof project coming? Okay, good. So that's good. I'm glad you're keeping tabs on him. And yeah, I think they started the roof on Friday. So let's pray for Pastor Logan. He has a place down there that he's trying to fix up and get rented, and so pray for him. He's away from us this week. Anyone else? Okay, let us go to prayer at this time. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of being in church this morning. We thank you for your great love for us, how you have sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, to give us eternal life. We thank you for the privilege it is to come before your presence through your Son,
Jesus and his shed blood for us on our behalf. We pray this morning that you would do a mighty work on these prayer requests that we are mentioning this morning, these dear people to us. Lord, we pray that you just meet the needs of each one. We pray for each of our visitors here this morning that you'd meet each of their needs. And we pray for each of our members that you'd meet each one of our needs, Lord, for your honor and glory. We think especially of this little girl, Dolce, who's been missing in Bridgeton. We pray just help them to find her before she gets taken somewhere where she can't be traced. And I pray that you just do a mighty work of helping looking for her, Lord, that she would be found and returned to her mom. We pray also for Felony as she's recovering from surgery. We pray just heal her, raise her up back to good health. And think of Eric's family. He'd be with his sisters and him. And pray for Jimmy's cousin, Ralph, and his stepdad. We pray you just continue to heal them. And most importantly, if they're not saved, that they would trust Christ the Savior. We pray for, we thank you so much that Sister Essie is healed. Here with us this morning, we thank you for healing her from these blood clots in both of her legs. We praise you and thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer, as well as our provider. We pray you'd also be with Darlene, that you'd continue to heal, give her good health as she recovers from her sickness, and Waseda as well. We pray you'd be with Waseda. And we pray for Pastor Logan with his roofing project down in Virginia. We pray you'd help him to get through it quickly this week with all the men, and that they would get done at a good time so that he can come back to us by next Sunday, Lord. We pray that you'd give him a speedy job. We pray for Gary Sheeta with his split tooth. We pray you just help him to be okay this week, and that he, as he gets back to his dentist, that you just give the dentist wisdom in exactly how to fix that. We pray you'd be with Darrell and Chanel as well, that you would just do that continuing work in their lives. We thank you that Darrell is going back to church, and we pray for Chanel and whatever her spiritual needs are. We pray you just do that work. We thank you for using Regina to be that example to both of them, how a parent should be living for you and going to church. We pray you'd also be with James and his staff. We pray you'd be with Elizabeth as she heals from this tonsil and adenoids removal surgery. We pray you just put your healing touch upon her mouth, and we pray that she would not be too sore this week. And pray for Corinne with her knee replacement. We pray you'd bring her out to us again very soon, even today, Lord, that you would help her to make it, and just you'd be with Deborah as she takes care of her. Pray for Jimmy with his stomach aches. We pray you'd help them to dissipate, and that he would draw close to you during this time. And we pray that you'd just be with Adam Sheetal and his wife as they are expecting a baby soon. We pray you'd also be with the church planning effort, Lord. We pray as they are at a missions conference this week down south, we pray you just bless them, and we pray that churches would give them the support they need so that they can plant this church in Hamburg, PA. We pray you just bless and guide in a great and mighty way. And that you'd open the doors. And we pray you'd also be with our Sunday school class this morning. That you'd bless us as we study your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let us turn in our Bibles as we look into God's word this morning. We are in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. We're looking at how the work of the church is to be establishing a reputation, then having a reputation of discipline, a reputation of diligence, and so that we can witness to the lost people around us. So in Ephesians chapter 5, we see some great verses of how to be that light to our community that we live in. Ephesians chapter 5. Sometimes people, they have to see first in us something they want. And that's always the case, in order to want what we have. And so these are the things that they're going to look for, the reputation. But now we're looking at the personal initiative. Ephesians chapter 5, it says in verse 1, who would like to read verses 1 through 5 and then 6 through 12? 1 through 5, who would like to read that? Okay, Brother Steve.
Be therefore either filthiness or your foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For ye know, for this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
Okay, so let's stop there. What are some things that we should be doing first in order to affect and have a testimony in our community for the Lord? Anyone? Okay, well, mark of a Christian. If they don't see our love, then they're not going to see anything else. Okay, so walk in love. All right, what else? Okay. What do you mean by that? What is it talking about there? Okay. Okay. In our business dealings, in our family dealings, in our speaking with the community, good. Let your word be your word. What else? Okay. No, do not be covetous. What does that mean in the modern day era? It's the same thing as it meant back then. Same applications. What are some of those applications? Anyone? Okay. Okay, good. How easy or hard is that? Sometimes hard, right? Especially if you go through Walmart and you see something you really think you need, you know. Or you're going through to your neighbor's house and they have something that the wife put in their house that you really like, you know. And you have to have it, okay? That's covetousness. If we don't have the money for it, we shouldn't buy it. Okay? Good. What else? Anything else regarding covetousness? Okay, a lot of times we think, thou shalt not covet. Oh, we don't do that anymore. Well, yes, we do. It's the same sins, just repackaged. Okay, and so God says we should not covet. Our nation is how many trillion dollars in debt now? Does anybody know? 22 trillion dollars, okay? That's our gross domestic product, our GDP for 1 year, is about $9 trillion. At least it was about when I heard that about a year ago. So how many years, even if we gave all of our gross domestic product to pay back our debt, how long would that take? That would still take at least 2.5 years. But that's if we put everything toward it. And that's not even possible. You can't do that. So what is our nation doing? And then it's citizens doing that is literally putting us in a hole. Spending money we don't have, okay? It's not sustainable. Can this go on forever and ever and ever? The answer is no. It cannot go on forever and ever. So we either have to cut certain things and stay within our spending, or eventually we will have so much that our money will be worthless. It will go to what other countries are facing. We just had Brother Dan Rivolo from Argentina, and he said Argentina's economy, because they keep enacting socialist practices and not rewarding work by taxing, by such high taxes, their taxes are over 50% on all businesses. And so what does it do to people who have a business? If you know you're going to give 56% of your business right off the top to the government, what does that do to you as a business owner?
you have to charge a whole lot more money, number one, but then you have to work really hard just to break even, okay? And so what private sector in Argentina is becoming public sector. Why? Because then, well, if you're in a government job, you're fine, because then you know, the government's going to back you up and all those taxes and things. But the problem is they're finding is no one wants to start businesses anymore because the taxes are so high. With Brother Rivolo and his wife, they had a hardware store, but they couldn't even because inflation just kept going up. When I went to Argentina back in 2002 for a mission trip, the peso was 3 to 1, 3 pesos for every $1, and so that was pretty nice. I got to, you know, I brought a little bit of money and I could buy a little bit more. Well, now he said when he just came this summer, it was 48 to 1. 48 pesos to every one American dollar. He said they'd go to the store, last month they went to the store, the bread was, you know, $5. And then this month they go to the store, the bread is now $5.85. Next month they go to the store, it's going to be $6-something. Is that sustainable? You know, just so he felt like he was, everything they were putting all their money into was just to buy the food, you know, and then that's not even talking about the other bills. Okay, so that's what's happening in the countries that are continuing to tax high and be socialistic, take away freedoms from people, giving it to the government, et cetera, and it's not sustainable. Now people are fleeing Argentina. Why? Because they're now saying, oh, this is now the new Venezuela. You know, Argentina is now the new Venezuela. And then, as he was here at the end of the summer, they voted in a lady who had been the president before. Her name is Cristina. They voted her in, Cristina back in, and then immediately, overnight, as soon as she got voted in, because she's such a socialist, because she's a person that wants to give away everyone's hard-earned money and give it to everybody else and everything else, immediately the inflation went up to, from 48 to 1 immediately overnight to 60 to 1 just because she was elected. That's what other countries are facing. And that's what we have to realize here in America, that kind of spending and that kind of taxation and that kind of giving away of wealth and that kind of just doing everything for everyone and not incentivizing work, hard work, eventually they're going to run out of other people's money. And that's what's happening in Argentina, and so that's why they're fleeing. They're, you know, that's the main reason they're fleeing to. And then the Lord's pushing them to Spain to start a church there, or to take a church. Welcome, welcome, Karen. Welcome back. How you doing? All right. She's tanned. Just came back from Barbados for 6 weeks, and so it's good to have her back with us. We missed you very much. Yeah. And we'll have to get the full scoop. So here in Ephesians chapter 5, covetousness is a problem. It ruins countries, and it also ruins individual citizens. Okay, so we have to be careful with our money, and we have to not spend more than we take in, and we have to not want things that other people have just because they have them. That God does not bless that. It says for this ye know, verse 5, Ephesians 5:5, for this ye know that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Okay, so here we see that unsaved people, that's what they know. They know, well, all they know, the sins that they know is fornication and uncleanness. What is fornication? That word comes from the Greek word porneias, which is pornography. Where pornography and for women, the romance novels is a mental pornography, and all those, and the images and all those things that the TV is constantly putting at us. Well, guess what? We as Christians, we need to say no to that. We need to say no. We're not going to take part, and no, I'm not going to watch that. And if it causes my eyes to stumble, I'm not going to let anything cause me to stumble. I'm not going to let that take me away from the Lord Jesus Christ. who is my Savior. I love him more than I love anything else in life. And so we've got to take away stumbling blocks before our eyes and anything that would cause us to sin. Why? Because that's why God is judging the world at this moment. You realize the unsaved people are being judged because of those very sins. Fornication, uncleanness, which is then doing something with the pornography, whether it be mental or sight pornography. Then they're performing uncleanness between themselves. And then covetousness. They want someone else that they can't have, or they want something else that they can't have. Let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. We should be such pure in heart Christians that no one can even label it near us. Why? Because we need to stay pure for God. We need to stay away from those things. Why? Because it is destructive. Any sins are destructive to our walk with the Lord, and it will destroy us. And so that's an idol. Okay, verse 4, neither filthiness. Filthiness, that comes along with verse 3. Okay, the filthiness of that lifestyle and the filthiness of living loosely. Nor foolish talking. A lot of unsaved people talk very foolishly. They say things they don't mean. They flatter just to butter someone up. It's like a psychological ploy. You know, I've heard different people use them. I'm like, why are they doing that? You know, first thing you see people and welcome, welcome, come on in. Could have the Holmes family here with us this morning. And oh boy, we were just praying for some prayer requests. What's your prayer request this morning for your son? How's he doing?
Oh, he's fine.
Okay. All right, good. Okay, just want to, all right, so we'll pray that you get better. Okay, what's your name? Ethan, okay. Good to have Brian and Jessica with us this morning. All right, so coming back to, so the God is judging the unsaved world and all the unsaved people who are committing all these different sins in Ephesians 5 here, and as Christians, we need to stay away from these sins or else we'll get judged in the process, okay? It says in verse 4, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient. When people just run their mouth too much, that's called foolish talking. God says out in Proverbs, out of the multitude of words cometh what? There cometh sin. You know, in the multitude of words, if we talk too much, guess what's going to happen? Eventually, we're going to say something sinful. Why? Because talking too much, that's not letting our brain process what we're saying first and say, you know what, that's probably not the kindest thing to say. Or you know what, that's a harsh thing to say. Or you know what, that's a quick judgment and that's a critical spirit. And I shouldn't be saying that. And that's what unsaved people do. They do foolish talking. They are always in jesting. Okay, it's not wrong to have fun. It's not wrong to be light at times. But when a person gets known as a jester, or as in jest too much jesting, okay, that often goes down the tubes, right? Okay, what are the comedians in the world known for? Anyone? Famous comedians, they often have to go to the gutter when speaking about things. Why? Because jesting it lends itself to things. So we've got to be careful as Christians. Not to say you can't joke around. That's not what the Bible is saying here. But continually jesting, which are not convenient or suitable. Convenient. It's not something that a Christian should be always involved in, but rather giving of thanks. What is something a Christian should always be involved in? Giving God thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving. That'll always draw the conversation back to a good place. If you don't know what to say, thank the Lord. Yeah. Say, you know what? You're right. Well, that may be true, but you know what? Isn't God good? You know, just steering the conversation back to the Lord. And that will help us get out of any trouble that we run into with our mouth. Okay? Because our mouth, as it says in James, can be a source of great help or a source of great evil. Verse 5, for this ye know that no whoremonger... Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Good. Excellent, excellent words of wisdom. Anyone else? Sorry, I was getting going so much. This is Sunday school. We got to give opportunity for talking about this. Who else? Oh, no, that's okay. We want to take a little break to... Okay, anything about those things that we talked about? The sins that the world commits that we as Christians need to not be involved in to help them see there is a difference. Okay, if we're just like the world and if we're doing all these things, we're not going to show them that we have Christ. Okay, our light will be hid under a bushel, as God, as Jesus said. All right, so what are some things that, you know, brought things to your mind? Maybe that you want to just add in there, comment, make an addition, or, yes, Karen? That's true, yes. That's probably why it's in here, because the first type of jesting, you know, is not pure jesting that we like, that people like to do. It's a lot of sarcastic jesting, or a lot of just tearing someone else down, you know, to make a laugh. And so that's why jesting is not convenient, okay? There is a pure kind of joking, but it should be very, you know, guarded. Yes. It's true. Yes. Yes. That's right. That's right. Yeah. They're gods. They're the people they pray to are not real, because they're not even there's no power in their name. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ. There's power in the name of God. There's power in the Bible names of heaven and hell and all those things. By the way, we do have Sunday school classes if anyone wants to take advantage of those. So coming back to the scriptures here, anything else regarding filthiness, foolish talk, and jesting, but rather giving of thanks? Positive note. Yes, Sarah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So not always wanting the bad, but wanting the good for people, that they respond to his love. Amen. All right, anything else? Okay, let us keep moving. Verse, because Christ hath also loved us and given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor, because of these things we should be followers of God as dear children. And not walking in these sins. So it is everything in the scriptures is based on our positive relationship to Christ. So we stay away from the negative sins. The sins that will draw us down and make us lose our testimony. And if we continue in them, make us have problems in life and things like that. So it's all based upon our love for God. So separation is not a negative command, as the world tries to paint it out to be. Separation is a positive command. It's separation unto God from the world. So what does the world and the devil try to repaint it as? Well, he tries to repackage it to look like separation from all the fun things of the world to God. You know? But that's totally backwards. We are the ones who are having the fun in life. We're the ones having true joy, true radiance, true that wonderful close relationship with Christ every day. We have everything. The world has nothing. We have everything. So we are separating unto God from the world. Okay, so don't ever let the devil try to deceive you in that area. Oh, separation. Oh, no, it's such a negative thing. No, it's a positive thing. It is the most wonderful thing. Separation, holiness, is our guard against the sins of the world. And so the highway to holiness is the highway to happiness, the highway to health, the highway to all of the good things that God wants us to get out of life. That's the highway of holiness. So next time someone tries to say, oh, you're one of those holier than thou, you can say, hey, I try to be. And with the Lord's help, I'm trying. You know, and then all of a sudden they'll say, what? I never heard that one before. And it'll make them just stop and it'll blow their mind. Yes, Eric.
Mm-hmm. He put everybody on this earth.
That's right.
It's a heaven and it's a home.
Mm-hmm.
But my mind needs to teach me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cuss and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I believe in God because I don't know how to read, but people make fun of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying.
Yep, that's right. Just keep on going forward for God, Eric. Keep coming, and he's wearing his tie today. He's ready for our ushers meeting today, and he's excited about serving the Lord. That's the way we need to be. The world doesn't offer us anything. God offers us everything. All right, so coming back to verse 6, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. People are going to try to tell you vain words. Oh, you need to lighten up. Oh, you need to not be so cranky against sin. You know what? That's the opposite of what we need to be. We need to be always guarding against sin. Let no man deceive you with vain words. That's all they are, is vain words. They're not true words. They're false words. But because of these things, the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. So that's how we can maintain a good testimony to witness to people by living a pure life for God. Verse 7, be not therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness. Before we were saved, we were at one time darkness. Before we were saved, we participated in some of these very same things at times. But now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. So there's the beautiful statement there. We are now light in the Lord. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness,
and righteousness and truth. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Isn't that where we're living today? There seems to be no shame anymore among people to say, take God's name in vain. And there's no shame anymore to see things you thought, I never would have seen this 10 years ago. But now we're seeing it. We're hearing it. Well, it should still shock us, and it should shock us so much we should say, no way, I'm never getting anywhere near that. Instead, I'm going to reprove them. I'm going to share with them the gospel of Jesus. That's the first reproof they need, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Any questions, comments, thoughts as we close? Eric, you already had your chance, all right? Got to let other people. Anyone else? Yes. Good. Okay. All right. Let us close in prayer at this time. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to look into your word this morning. We thank you that it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you that your words are pure words, tried in a furnace, purified 7 times. We thank you that we can trust them no matter what we're going through in life, that your words will guide us. Because you have told us that they are quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. We pray you'd help us, Lord, this morning. If you convicted us about anything in our own Christian lives, we know there's a very sobering passage, a very challenging passage, Lord. We pray you'd help us to confess and forsake anything that you brought to our minds this morning from this passage, that we can be that pure light that you want us to be. Lord, we know that we are only sinners saved by grace, but you do hold us to this standard. We pray you'd help us to live up this standard, to be pure in your eyes, Lord, that we can confess our sins regularly through the day so that we can be that light that we need to be in this dark world, so that souls can be saved and Christians can grow in you and come back to you through the testimony that we have. We know there's many Christians who are away from church, even at this moment, who are backslidden and then need us to show them there is the joy that they are missing of walking with Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll meet together at 10:45.